That's all good information. The antenna, I think, is as good as I can possibly make it without buying a tower. And if I ever take it down again, I think the only difference I would make would probably just drop the 6 meter and put like a 17 foot or whatever the hell they are dual band. And I kind of am with you. I kind of have moved away from pies. I've learned and just gotten frustrated with them enough that there's just no balls. Even if you get a 4-gig model, I haven't messed with 8-gig models, but I have no desire to because the processing's just not there. So what I've been doing is putting Linux on, like, small Nooks, old Nooks, like even 7th, 8th gen i5s. They run, like, absolute beasts on Linux compared to a Pi. So I just put in, 25 smart lights for my cabinet lighting and some other bulbs and stuff throughout the house, no, 30-something. And what I did to integrate some of my Google stuff with my Apple stuff was I built this thing called Homebridge, which is a smart home server, basically, that allows Google and Apple devices to communicate in one app. So, and I'm running that on a Nook, and it's yawning. It's hardly consuming resources, and I guarantee if that was on a Pi, it would probably be struggling. So I'm going to see what I have laying around at work today. If I can find an old box, I'll put whatever I need to on that. And then, yeah, that's the biggest thing where I'm in the dark is the RF decks. Like I said, space is a premium where I'm going to be putting them. I can put them under my desk, so, I mean, there's room. But the other thing I don't want is clicking and relays turning on and off when I'm sleeping and then the repeaters firing off. But I guess I could always, shut that down at night. That's another problem. But, yeah, I'll try the node. If the node works, I might just build a duplex all-star node and put an amp on it and be done with it.